was bound to clear and must needs be gone. My 12 months have expired, and Tyrus stands in a litigious peace. You and your lady take from my heart all thankfulness. The gods make up the rest upon you.
Your strokes of fortune, though they hurt you mortally, it glance full woundedly on us.
Oh, your sweet queen. That the strict fates have pleased, you have brought her hither to have blessed mine eyes with her.
We cannot but obey the powers above us. Could I rage and roar as doth the sea she lies in? Yet the end must be as it is. My gentle babe, Marina, whom for she was born at sea, of name so, here I charge your charity withal, leaving her the infant of your care, beseeching you to give her princely training that she may be mannered as she's born.
Fear not, my lord, but think. Your grace that fed my country with your corn, for which the people's prayers still fall upon you, must in your child be thought of. If neglection therein should make me vile, the common body by you relieved would force me to my duty. But if to that my nature need a spur, the gods revenge it on me and mine to the end of generation.
I believe you. Your honor and your goodness teach me to it without your vows. Till she be married, madam, my bright Diana, whom we honor, all unscissored shall this hair of mine remain. Though I show ill in it, so I take my leave. Good madam, make me blessed in your care in bringing up my child.
I have one myself who shall not be more dear to my respect than yours, my lord.
Madam, my thanks and prayers.
We'll bring your grace even to the edge of the shore, then give you up to the mast, Neptune, and the gentle
I will embrace your offer. Come, dearest madam. Oh, no tears, Lycorida, no tears. Look to your little mistress, on whose grace you may depend hereafter. Come, my lord.